There's fucking nothing about you that is controversial, man. God, it's gonna get ugly, man. They're gonna buy you drinks. You're gonna meet girls. They're gonna try to fly you places for free, offer you drugs, and I know it sounds great, but these people are not your friends. You know, these are people who want you to write sanctimonious stories about the genius of rock stars, and they will ruin rock and roll and strangle everything we love about it. You know, because they're trying to buy respectability for a form that is gloriously and righteously dumb. You know, and you're smart enough to know that. And the day it ceases to be dumb is the day it ceases to be real, right? And then it just becomes an industry of cool. I mean, I'm telling you, you're coming along at a very dangerous time for rock and roll. I mean, the war is over. They won. Now, 99% of what passes for rock and roll these days, silence is more compelling.
Thank you. not cool. You're just a hot air balloon, so no one gives you a damn.
You're just an overgrown school boy. Let me tell you, I
dog with disease.
You're the king of the sleaze.
Put your money where your mouth is, Mr. No.
What's the fin on your back part of the deal?
Shock.
Death on two legs.
Don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race.
Episode 136, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at ya. 70s rock magic.
That's 70s rock magic.
Special guest in the studio,
DJ EJ. Tell him what's up.
What's up?
Yeah, he's partying hard at the 80 Fairgate. And Chico Gower finally made the trek. He brought his family. It's awesome.
That's
we're partying.
Right.
We're having a great time. And we're so happy to be doing this podcast 7 years later.
So the 70s rock magic, I mean, how did it come about?
I've been listening to a lot of weird 70s music because I got inherited probably 100 records from Laren's grandma, my wife. And anyway, so I had all these weird records and just...
DJ Mrs. Matador.
I discovered Saturday Night Fever this afternoon that I've never seen before, you know what I mean?
Like, you've just been going through the records being like, whoa, check that
and
one
I got
out.
And I got a record player, so I've been listening to all these weird records, like... Alabama is like a progressive rock band. I had no clue. I thought they were like a southern, you know,
some
country.
Hillbilly.
Yeah,
Alabama.
I'm like, this sounds like Rush or something.
Alabama.
But you will hear Rush. So anyway, 70s rock magic.
Oh no, that's the one and only time you'll ever hear that being spoken on Rhyme and Treason.
That's fine. There's a lot of weird. Yes, Rush. Bands I would never listen to, but these songs are...
Those were the band names, by the way, Yes and Rush.
But, yeah, Queen is one of those ones I would always listen to. They're amazing. Anyway.
What's your favorite band, DJ EJ?
21, Kids Bop Kids.
Kids Bop Kids, folks.
You will hear zero Kids Bop Kids on this episode. So, for all the old-timers... 70s rock magic, Rhyme.
And 70s treason?
I guess.
Why not?
70s Rock Magic coming at you. Episode 136. You heard some awesome Mantras. I've never heard of them until recently. DJ EJ in the house. Gower's Offspring.
Yep. He's been a vital part of this show since his inception.
Birth.
Really.
Yeah.
He's been around.
He's
much
the future.
As long as the show.
We're played out, way past our prime, but yeah. We're still here, giving you.
One day we'll pass the podcast torch to you, son.
You'll have to keep it going.
No.
Smart choice. What do you want to do instead?
In 2048.
What do you want to do instead of podcasts?
Dig for dinosaur bones.
That's a good career.
Yeah, some archaeology. Yeah.
DJ Mrs. Gower in the house.
Mrs. Gower's in the house. Hello. What's going on?
Hey, Ryan.
Thanks
and
for
Jesus.
Coming.
All right.
We're having a great night.
DJ EJ, the paleontologist.
He's out.
He's out. Goodbye.
Later on.
Thanks, fuck, for that.
And with that,
thank
folks.
Fucking God, he's fucking out of here.
You
I'm
fucking
just kidding.
Guy. Fuck you, you fucking fuck.
Episode 136.
Play the fucking music, would you?
Here comes some more 70s rock, which I never thought I would like, but I do. And yeah, this is some obscure shit. Here it comes. Rhyme.
And small children of treason.
Episode 136 coming at you, Rhyme and Treason Radio. DJ Matador, DJ Gower in Chico. He actually drove here, folks. It's been a long, quite a while since he returned to the Chico Studios.
That's right.
He's here right now, and we're getting plowed, and we are rocking it with 70s weird music.
In the Matador Man Cave, that's received some recent upgrades. We've got the classic video game style tabletop edition to the Rhyme and Treason helm.
That's right. Some weird ass crap.
There's some form of air conditioning-ish that occurs in this space.
I don't know. It's kind of a
Jimmy rigged situation. That is
definitely
Rhyme
the
and
worst room in the house. Anyway, we're bringing it to you still 7 years later.
Now we got a waffle maker in here too, by the way. We're really fucking
storage shelves for all the stuff my wife wants to store in here. So
yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's the She-Man Cave.
Yeah.
She-Man Cave.
What do you expect? We're
She's
bitches.
A man eater.
We're fucking bitches.
You motherfucker.
We're old bitches. Old white bitches. Feel whiter by the day, I gotta say that.
Whiter by the day.
Try to eat my gluten-free foods, my organic bullshit. And I also am like becoming a yuppie piece of crap. But, by the way, my punk band is making a album where I convey these horrible...
Is it made from recyclable
fight
materials?
Music. Yeah, exactly. I'm not that conscious of it, and, you know, I'm a bitch.
So, I know we've been talking about this new album for a while here, Mr. Matador, and this is like the fourth episode in a row now. We're going to ask the same question. Does this new fight music album have a title?
It does not have a title.
So, is that going to be the name of the album? Is Untitled?
No, we'll figure out a name, but yeah, man. We're just chilling like a couple of cool dudes on a Saturday night in Chico, and yeah, we're the shit.
So let me ask this question
then. Touch us. Me and DJ Gower.
Mr. Matador, is there some options that are on the table that the fans out there could potentially vote on?
No, actually, our website is also no longer in existence until I renew it. But
You mean your fight music?
That's
but
right.
You still have a Facebook page for fight music.
We've got a Facebook. We've got a MySpace. We've got all kinds of crap. Anyway, you'll be hearing some cool songs coming out probably in November on this motherfucking show. Anyway, 70s rock magic coming at you right now. Here's come some weirdness.
Rhyme.
Andrew's on. Motherfucker.
Oh,
closing out the show. Thanks for listening.
Rhyming Treason Radio, motherfuckers. That's right. This is the 70s Rock Magic.
Episode 136. That's right, 136 episodes.
There may have been 135 episodes before this one, but there was never 136 episode before this
one. Anyway, we've been bringing it to you for a long time, 7 years.
Seven and a half almost. I was just saying. Yeah,
we're hanging out finally. We're actually drinking together. We're actually hanging out.
God
the whole
damn
point
right.
of this crap ass podcast.
America.
Thanks for listening if you ever did. We appreciate you, man, and I just want to say...
For all of you out there...
RhymeAndTreasonRadio@gmail.com
RhymeAndTreasonRadio@gmail.com That is correct. And for all of you folks out there, all across that wonderful, great, big world of ours that have been listening to us from Germany, from China, from... Senegal, Brazil,
Senegal,
Jamaica,
man...
England, Canada,
hey,
Kansas, Florida, Nevada.
You lost me, bro.
All over the world, man. All over
People
the world.
Have listened to this once. All over the world. So anyway, thanks.
At
for
the
listening.
Same time, it was like a big orgy.
A lot more. Badass stuff up and coming.
In your ass.
And treason.
Rhyme.
And in your ass. Treason.
Rhyme.
And in your sphincter. Treason.
Rhyme.
Colonoscopy. Treason.
Rhyme.
Treason.
Tide is high, but I'm holding on.
Why do you think people keep saying my music's shit?
I don't think that's the case. Is it? Is that the case?
Yeah, a lot of negativity, a lot of sniping and snidey remarks. People going, oh yeah, he's shit. He's a has-been, it's over. He's in his greatest hits era.
Don't listen to that shit. I love all your albums.
Do you love the album African Child?
Yeah, of course. I love African Child. It's awesome.
Aaron, Enemy said that African Child was the most detrimental thing to happen to black culture since the Rodney King beatings.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I read in Rolling Stone that African Child came third behind famine and war as the thing that had been most damaging to African life.
I find that hard to believe, but they say any press is good press, right?
Right. I mean, come on, mate. You know, open up.
Seems as if on your last album, you kind of went in the studio and just did whatever the producer asked you to do.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. This is good.
Aldous Snow needs to be two guitars, a bass, and a drum kit, and his incredible voice.
Vocals.
And that's
yes.
it. And that's what yes. you want to hear. That's what I love. That's what all your fans love. It's just, you know, every artist just has one album that's just not good. And that's it. Honestly, I listen to that and I'm just like, what is this piece of shit I'm listening to? Do I even know this artist? What the fuck was he thinking?
Don't fucking talk to me like that, you little prick.
I'm so sorry.
In future, if someone asks you to give them a critique of their work, don't rip out their fucking gizzards and hold it in front of their face. What are you? What do you know?
I'm sorry, look, I don't know what I'm talking about.
What you did was very spiteful. But it was also very brave and very honest, and I respect you for doing that, but the content of what you said has made me hate you. So there's a layer of respect, admittedly, for your truthfulness, peppered with hate. Hateful respect.
Rhyme.
And treason.